The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 13, where Jesus teaches his disciples on the subject of prayer. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' Then the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, we'll give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" My dear friends in Christ, can you remember when you were very young, perhaps just a couple of years old, hopefully one thing that your parents did very, very early in your life is when it was time to say prayers, say for meals or for going to bed, hopefully what happened is that your parents taught you to pray, that before you could speak, what they would do is they would say your prayers for you, they would fold your hands so that you were paying attention and listening to what was going on. And then when you got a little bit older and you were able to speak, well, then hopefully they taught you those words, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest," or, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord," or, "Now I lay me down to sleep," or prayers that are similar to that. Please don't think that little children are often too young to understand what's going on with prayer or to understand what praying is, because they can. Way before Alexander could talk, before he was a year old, what Ruth and I would do is when it was time to sit down for a meal and time to pray, well, even before he was a year old, he knew that we'd hold his hands together for him as we said the dinner prayers. And generally, he'd be quiet, at least as we were starting to say the prayers. Children need to be taught to pray. Children need to be taught about Jesus and his love. And children need to be taught when they are very young, throughout their childhood and throughout their lives. And parents are the primary ones who have that job of teaching their children. And that's a responsibility hopefully parents would take very seriously, that they would have that, understand that as their primary responsibility with the church's help, of course. But it's not just children who need to be taught. All of us throughout our lives need to be taught the truths about God's word and his love. And there's so much that each of us has to learn. And there's so much room for each of us to grow in our knowledge about God and His love and the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And, well, there's so much that we need to watch out for so that the Word of God can correct any false beliefs that may have infiltrated into our minds. Well, today, the Savior is instructing us on one important aspect of our Christian lives, on the subject of prayer. And so we say, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray for the proper things, and teach us to pray in the proper manner. Now, Jesus spent a good bit of time during his 33 years here on this earth in prayer. Luke tells us earlier in his book, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Luke also tells us of a time when Jesus spent the entire night in prayer and, well, tells us that once. Maybe there were many. Maybe there were other times when he did that. But see, he just had to spend time with his Heavenly Father. And, well, what that says to us is that if Jesus had to do that, just think how much you and I, sinful human beings, need to spend time talking to our Heavenly Father. Because the disciples knew that of the time that Jesus spent in prayer, and they knew that it did wonders for him, and they probably were also able to look at their own prayer life and see that it maybe was lacking in some ways, that it wasn't what it always could be. Well, that's why they asked Jesus to teach them to pray. So Jesus taught them the Lord's Prayer and other lessons regarding the subject of prayer in our reading for today. And today we also pray, Lord, teach us to pray. And in the coming days we'll look at the proper things we'll want to pray for and the proper manner in which we'll want to pray. But Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to stay in close communication with you, with our prayers, our requests, our successes, our thanksgiving. Help us to boldly and confidently go to you in prayer. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the encouragement and even the command to go to you in prayer with our requests, needs, problems, successes, and thanksgiving. Help us to always boldly and confidently pray to you and trust in you to hear and answer all our prayers in the way that's best for us and for our eternal souls. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.